Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
A great day yesterday. Feel just as good today. Acquired best players on our board at need positions. Let's start off with James Daniels, second round, pick 39. One of the better interior linemen on our board. Value his position versatility. That's a strength. We believe he has that. Our plan right now is to start him off as guard as his first position, cross-train him at center. Things that stand out with this player is quickness, leverage, balance, excellent technique and pass protection. A guy our scouts and coaches all valued highly, obviously. We're all on the same page on this one, and we're excited to add him. Anthony Miller, Memphis, with the 51st pick, traded up in the second round. Excited about this player. He's competitive. He's tough. His route quickness, his hands, his work ethic, his mentality, all those things are infectious qualities that he possesses. He's a fun guy to watch on tape because how he plays. We're excited about both these players. Again, highly graded players on our board that also hit positions of need for us. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Right, we've talked a little bit about Cody's position throughout the offseason, and does this give you more clarity starting James at guard? Does that mean Cody will be your center?
Yeah, that's how we want to go right now. You know, and I think when we talk about, Cody was a tackle in college, and we felt he had the position versatility to play multiple spots, no different than James Daniel, no different than Eric Cush. Position versatility in our offensive line is important, so they all have that. But, yeah, as we go into this right now, Cody's the center, and then James will compete at the guard spot.
At the left guard spot.
Yeah, yes.
We had a chance to talk with Anthony Miller on a conference call, and his confidence really seems to stand out. When you met with him, when you started evaluating him, what about that kind of competitive confidence streak stands out?
I think that's important, especially for any position, but especially that position. And, you know his story. He walked on and a highly successful player at Memphis. And that confidence, we like that. You know, Matt and I were just talking about that swag and that energy that he plays with. Those are infectious things. And he's a guy that's 100 miles an hour every single snap, you know. And that effort, it's just fun to watch, you know, and especially at that position, how hard he plays. Not just as, you know, in a passing game, but also blocking and run after catch. All those things are really good with him.
Ryan, it was obviously an aggressive move to come up and get him. What did you guys have in terms of a shared conviction that made him sort of the must-have guy?
Dan, we were surprised that he was there, you know. And so as the draft was kind of unfolding, we talked about it. And we said, hey, you know, giving up a future second and one of our fours, you know, we felt, you know, he was worthy of that, you know. So we feel like we got two second-round valued players now that we're fired up about.
He said he didn't have a whole lot of direct contact with you guys. What were some of the reports you got back from people you talked to?
Yeah, I mean, just obviously we do a lot of work on all these guys, all of our scouts, interviewing him at the combine, going through that process. He's an easy evaluation, but just because the character and the work ethic, the football intelligence, all those things really jump out.
Ryan, what about Miller's skill set fits this offense well, and how can he complement receivers like Robinson?
Yeah, he's you know, he can. We believe he can play inside. We believe he can play outside. He's got a good route savvy, good route quickness. Just knows how to set things up. Really strong hands. He's got 10-inch hands, so he can really pluck the ball. Again, I think he's a versatile player in this offense that we can play outside or in the slot.
Ryan, what qualities of James Daniel stand out to you? When did you first latch on to him as a guy you wanted to key on?
You know, it's a guy we've been talking about for a while. He's young. He's only 20 years old. He's very athletic. He plays a very good pad level. He's very quick off the ball. Very good technique, you know, like a lot of Iowa offensive linemen. It's a guy that Harry was really passionate about, too. We feel like there's still a lot of upside ahead of this player, as young as he is. One thing that jumps out with these guys is, too, is you see these offensive linemen kind of get caught in awkward positions, and he has the ability to kind of recover and maintain his balance, where some guys awkwardly go down in those moments. He doesn't do that.
Hey, Ryan, over here. Anthony Miller said that he believes that his the foot injury from which he now says he's 100%, said that that's why he, quote-unquote, dropped to where he was. Do you feel like that you were lucky to get him where you got him in the second round, that he could have been a first-rounder?
Yeah, we feel fortunate to get him and that's why we were aggressive going up to do that. You know, and so, you know, obviously our doctors and our trainers dive into all those things and thoroughly through the whole college evaluation process, and we clearly felt good about it. I don't know if that's why he fell, but we're happy that he did because we're glad he's here.
You know, Ryan, you're asked a lot about floors and ceilings when you're drafting guys. And is it accurate to say that you drafted guys this year with higher floors? Because the guys you've drafted seem more accomplished and maybe readier to play sooner rather than, you know, the projections of a high ceiling.
Yeah, you know, David, it feels like it worked out that way this year. You know, these guys are so far, pretty big colleges, a lot of production from these players. So I would say that, but it's just the way our board fell, and sometimes it's going to feel the other way. These are guys that it fell that way this year. I would agree with what you're saying. But, again, with all these guys, you know, we talk about, you know, how young James Daniels is, for an example. You know, he has a high floor, but also a high ceiling, so.
Ryan, at what point will you have to commit to a position for Daniels? And then also, how important will Harry be in these evaluations of assessing whether he fits at guard or center, and the same for Whitehair?
Yeah, so Harry's been outstanding in this whole process, along with Matt and all our scouts, when we go through this. So when we're talking about that, you know, when we're talking about a guy playing center or guard, or we talk about a tackle coming in, like, it's important to have the coach's input in that, because there's certain traits we look for to determine if they can do that. And obviously with James, we feel like he has that versatility, which made him more attractive for us. But again, these guys just got to battle out in there. You know, they got to battle all out. We got a lot of competition, especially with our interior offensive line. I think it's important for us to have competition throughout our roster, but especially with our offensive line. We feel really good about that. Right. And really good about Harry and Donovan continuing to develop those players.
Ryan, how important was it for you to find a receiver in the first 2 days of the draft? You mentioned it's a position of need, but it seems to be one that keeps coming up.
Yeah, Patrick, it's a position we have obviously attacked this offseason in free agency, now in the draft. You just got to be careful that you don't force these things, you know. And I think I've talked to you guys about this before. It doesn't happen during the draft. It happens as you're stacking the board. Oh, we really need this position. So you're lining these guys up on your board and you're pushing them up. So you got to be very careful of that. So I'm glad we attacked needs, but we also took best players on our board.
When the draft is developing the way it is today, do you at any point just make sure that everybody's not looking through rose-colored glasses because of that one need? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're just really mindful of all the meetings that we've had, all the preparation that we've done, going through all our reports, you know, meeting throughout the day before the second round starts to go over every scenario. Do we want to go up with this first pick? Do we want to go back? Do we want to come back into this round? All those scenarios were talked about, and then some of them transpired tonight, and we're excited about it.
Ryan, when you watched the way Memphis used Anthony in a lot of different ways, different routes, whatnot, what kind of stood out to you about how that route tree, that offense, can translate to what you guys do?
Yeah, because that's a good question, because a lot of these college receivers, you don't get to see him run the whole route tree, you know, and so you got to watch a lot of tape to feel that. One thing that stands out about Anthony, too, is his run after catch ability. As soon as he gets the ball in his hand, there's immediate burst, immediate acceleration. He's quickly downfield, and that's a good trait.
Anthony wrote a letter to GMs. I'm assuming you saw that. Did that have any impression on you at all?
It's powerful. You know, I think it just echoes with what we already know about him as a person, you know, and about his makeup. You know, when our scouts go through there and talk to coaches and equipment guys and trainers, and you hear all that information about it, then you read that, and it's very genuine of who he is.
Ryan, to get to, you know, the end of day two here, how do you feel about your edge pass rush situation right now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously we added some guys in free agency there with Lynch. You know, we're going to try to get better in every position. And, you know, that's a position we've talked about, Rich. But, again, you can't force it. You know, we can't force that. We got to take best player.
Ryan, I don't want to, you know, maybe satisfied is not the right word, but are you confident in the structure you have around Mitch Trubisky now after day two of the draft?
I don't know if I'm ever going to be satisfied. You know, we want to keep on being aggressive and keep on adding. And I just got done meeting with our scouts. Tomorrow is a huge day for us. You know, we still have four picks, four rounds, college free agency. We're going to have to aggressively attack that. Tomorrow's a really big day for our organization, so we'll be here late tonight, and then tomorrow we'll attack it.
Two more here, guys. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, Ryan, is Daniels big enough right now to play guard, or does he make up for kind of a lack of size with technique and other things?
Yeah, we think he's big enough. You know, you especially look at his lower body. You know, he's thick in the lower body. He's powerful in the lower body. Again, he's only being 20 years old. We do feel like there's still some growth potential ahead of him as well. I do think, as you said, it helps with the natural. He just plays with natural leverage and natural pad level that really helps him too, and helps with our projection when we look at him going to guard.
Ryan, I don't know if Miller was as confident with you as he was with us when we talked to him, but when a player is that brash, especially a wide receiver, do you have to be aware or kind of look out to maybe that's kind of a red flag and not an indicator the other way? I mean,
yeah,
do you consider that at all?
I hear what you're saying. Matt and I were just talking about, we like that. You know, we like that. And, you know, Matt has a sign up in the building that says, Be you, you know, let your personality show. And that's the way he is, and we appreciate that about him, and we appreciate that confidence. And I think it's important at that position. You know, he's the kind of guy, he wants the ball in a critical situation at a critical moment. You want that in a receiver.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah. Thank you.